just put it to the test. Leave the rest, cause you're riding with the best. This right here is proven for success. So Rule 3.
Welcome to the Rule 3, the Breakdown Edition.
There's nothing you can do, so just Rule 3. System will make you feel brand new.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rule of 3, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host. I'm Too Legit. Sitting across from me is Rock.
That's right. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to this week's Rule 3 Breakdown Edition show. I'm Rocky, BSS Carolinas, every Thursday at 2 p.m. and Wrestling of Attitude every 12:30 on Wednesdays. Great show tonight. It was a great first segment. We shared our Monday Blues.
Monday.
We just name it Monday Blues.
We just called the Monday Blues.
And then we Heroes. Also the Heroes, three on three tournament.
Yep.
Which I wanted to share Big Shot's big on three tournament. He says, "Skip to my Lou." He's a
street baller.
Then the professor. I've heard the professor.
Yes, the professor. Yes.
Professor's good.
See, I couldn't think of none of their names at first.
And then Sick with It.
Never heard of him. As a dear friend of the wrestling show QCB would say, never heard of him.
Never heard of him. There you
we
go.
Need to try to get QCB on this show, man.
I'd love to.
Hey, you know him. I don't.
We'll work on it.
Talk to him. Tell him, hey, Monday nights, anytime Absolutely. He wants. Love to get QCB on the show.
Absolutely. Rucker Park Legends. Helicopter Nolings. Wow. There's some guys.
Hmm.
I really go with these street ballers then.
I think so too. I think it would be fun. But if it's going to be street ball play, or is it going to be like NBA style with like refs calling fouls and all that stuff? Is it going to be like no double dribbles, because I want to see a dude put a ball in his shirt and like spin it around his body. I think that would be super awesome.
Absolutely. No, I'm good with that. Nate Archibald, they say, is one of the best.
Really?
Yeah. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Come on now. Come on. Kareem, come on.
Connie Hawkins was bad. He was a bad man.
Let's get Pistol Pete Maravich.
Pistol Pete?
And Jerry West. We'll put Jerry West on now. Not 1960 Jerry West. Now Jerry West. I'm telling you.
No, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Sad Eye from Philly. Trouble from D.C. I'm telling you, these are the guys we need to play ball. Hook Mitchell from
I like it.
Billy the Kid, Chicago.
Who are we doing? Getting four? Is it four or five guys with I think it was four guys was the
I think it's four because you should have an alternative sitting on the bench.
Yeah.
In case somebody gets hurt. Because somebody's getting hurt playing 3-on-3.
If nobody gets hurt, they're not playing 3-on-3.
Right.
They're not playing street ball.
And then he's got three pros. He said his three pros would be LeBron, KD, and Kawhi.
That's a lot of wings.
I wouldn't take LeBron. I no offense to LeBron. I think he's
greatest player in the world. Greatest basketball player in the world.
But 3-on-3 ball is different. I think a John Wall would eat him up because, I mean, no offense. If you go right now, look at LeBron playing Steph Curry. Did anybody see game 3 where Steph walked around him? Made him look a fool?
He double dribbled, but
yeah. He did double dribble, but he made him look like a fool. Still.
He did. I watched that, and you know me,
I know.
I'm King James all the way.
I know,
but that was hard to watch. I was like, man, that little man smile. I watched that, and I said, dude, he's about to get roasted on Twitter. Yeah, and he did.
He did.
It was bad.
But no, you need chocolate. You need White Thunder.
White chocolate.
White chocolate. White,
come on,
White Thunder. White chocolate.
Chocolate
Thunder.
Chocolate Thunder.
Chocolate Thunder. So you know.
Do you remember that viral video, Chocolate Rain?
Yes.
Yes, that was great.
I still think Sidney Dean's the best. But anyway.
Anyways.
We ain't going to talk about White Man Can't Jump no more.
Come on now.
Moving on.
Well, if that's the case, I'm taking the Monstars from Space Jam. Give me those guys.
I'll take Larry Johnson back in his day.
Oh, I would take
Grandma Ma.
And Muggsy Bogues?
I wouldn't take Muggsy.
Muggsy Bogues would get
mugged. He has some great handles, but yeah, he would get destroyed.
Yeah,
you got to have a little bit of size like John Wall or Kyrie to play street ball.
Kyrie's tall, but he ain't got no size. I like your John Wall. The more you talk about John Wall, the more I'm like, man, I'd rather have him than Kyrie at this point.
I'm telling you.
You're right. I kind of like that, man.
Then, all right, let's move into the NBA Finals. Game five is tonight. Listen, the Cavs are down 3-1. Thoughts on the first three games?
The last 2.5 minutes of game three were some of the – as a LeBron fan, as a Cavs fan, you know, I'm not a Cavs fan. I'm a LeBron fan. It was hard to watch. I watched that in like – it was like watching – it was like watching the last quarter and a half of the Super Bowl, but in like 5 minutes. It was – you were like, God, this is hard to watch. You're like, just score a basket.
Well, you know, game three, you were talking about the Warriors scored 11-0 run to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, man, they settle for jumpers again.
Yep.
You got to stop that. What they did in the first quarter against the Warriors this last game four is how you have to play the Warriors. You got to be aggressive. They got to the line 24 times in the first quarter.
We'll see if they can do that tonight.
You have to be aggressive. And you can't – if they call a tech, they call a tech on you.
It happens.
You have to be physical with this team. You can't just let them shoot open threes.
Somebody's got to put Kevin Durant on his behind tonight. Tristan Thompson? Well, I don't want Tristan Thompson getting thrown out of the game. But Shumpert? I could do without Shumpert. Shumpert.
No, hey, put in Dante Jones. That's what he's there for.
Start Dante Jones and just have him just Andrew Bynum to J.J. Barea to Kevin Durant. Just boom, straight up. Just don't clear the lane. Let Dante Jones just run in the middle and just – love him.
Oh, by the way, I need to add for Monday afternoon blues, Miss Draymond Green's mother. Stop it. Get out. Stop it. It's saying the refs are paid. Stop it. Come on.
That is so played out. Just like David Stern made Patrick Ewing go to the Knicks with the ice cold. Stop.
Stop it. Just come on. But anyway, going back to the game, Game three, man, they should have won that game. Mm-hmm. If you just back LeBron, what did they do game four? Well, I've been saying they should have done from the start. You put LeBron down in the post, let him run the offense. They're more dangerous because LeBron can pass, he can shoot, he can get Kyrie the ball at the top of the key.
Yep.
Kyrie does not need to come off the freaking screen. He needs the ball in his hands.
He needs to face up with somebody, dribble it out, and take somebody to the hole because he can – I mean, obviously he can miss, but he can't be stopped. He's going to get there. And the fact that he hasn't – he needs – it's amazing to me he doesn't get more free throws than he gets.
No.
It's – because it's – like James Harden gets every call, and Kyrie Irving does the same thing and gets no calls.
Yeah.
In the end of game three, when Kyrie was going to he was getting nothing called. Nothing.
But Kyrie also, I've never in my life seen somebody get the shot off the way he does. Mm-hmm. He went up the other night against the Warriors, 1-on-4, went through all of them and still got the shot off.
Yep.
And with Kevin Durant and Draymond Green, two of the best defenders.
In this series.
Right. Especially in this series.
Draymond's one of the best in the NBA. But. Right.
But he got the shot off over both of them. I have no clue how he did it.
Oh, neither.
But
he's amazing.
Kyrie, people might kill me, wherever, whatever. I'll take it. Kyrie Irving, to me, is the most dominant player in the series.
There's nobody that can stop him.
When
he's going to have to be tonight.
Right. He to me, he's the most important. Even more important than LeBron. Now, they did get a lot of help in game four from – Korver hit some threes. J.R. Smith hit some ridiculous threes.
Mm-hmm.
The jump shot, the three-pointer from half court almost.
But it also doesn't hurt when Kyrie, LeBron, and Kevin Love scored 90 points. Kevin Love is like the silent MVP of the Cavs this series. He is like
– Well, he didn't have a good game four.
Game four, he only had
9 points and like 12 rebounds.
But game three –
He needs the rebound, though.
Game three, he had a monster game.
He did. But if they win, it won't be because of Kevin Love. It'll be because of Kyrie.
Yeah. No, you're right.
I mean, because Kevin Love can do 9 points, 10. He needs to get them 15 and 10.
Yeah.
And Tristan needs to get them 10 and 10.
Tristan needs like 15. He should not be getting out-rebounded by Steph Curry.
No. Steph Curry, how in the world you let him get 11 rebounds boggles 13, my mind.
13 rebounds.
It was a 13?
13 rebounds.
There's no way he should get 13.
At that point, it was game three that he got his 13. He got 13 rebounds. Steph Curry got 13 rebounds in game three. Tristan Thompson didn't have 13 rebounds in the series.
He got more rebounds. He got a rebound over LeBron at one point. I'm like, how are you?
I think it's one of those things you got where to block him out. You lose track of him, and he kind of just sneaks up under you, and you don't even see him. I think it's one. Okay, so let's get into it. So game five is tonight.
My question is, go ahead. You got questions?
Yeah, I got a question. Right. I got a question. Okay. I'm gonna do percentages. What is the percentage that Cavs can come back
from this 3-0 hole?
Yeah, what is the percentage? It's now 3-1, so it's 3-0. Nobody's ever come back from 3-0. It's 3-1. What's the percentage that the Cavs could come back and win?
It's never happened before. Ever. Of course, 3-1 never happened before until last year.
Okay.
I'm going to be a little bit positive. I think they can do it, but I'm only going 15%.
15%. Okay. Let's say they win game five tonight. What is the percentage? So now it's 3-2. What's the percentage the Cavs could win in seven?
In seven?
Yeah.
50%.
Yeah. Because you got to think they're going back to game six at home. They're going to win that.
They should.
The Warriors might not even bother even showing up because they're going to get run out of the building if they come back home for game six. And that's why I like 50% because you get to game seven, 50-50. Who's going to win? I like that.
And you won a game seven last year on their court.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, if the Warriors don't win tonight, all the pressure is on them.
Yes.
All the pressure. I mean, because you go back to Cleveland, anything can happen. You go game – and you know game seven, anything can happen. It goes game seven, Cleveland's winning.
Yeah. I would agree.
Because this kind of reminds me of last year when Oklahoma City had the Golden State Warriors up 3-0. And then
3-1.
They were up 3-1, and then they had to win game five.
Mm-hmm.
I said the Warriors had to win game five or they were getting beat.
Well,
they lost.
The Thunder had to win.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
No, you're fine.
The Thunder had to win that game at home. This is a must game win for the Warriors.
Yeah.
Because if you win, you move to – you go on. But they have to win this game, though.
Yeah. There's no doubt. I would say 25% that they can come back. I like and it sounds stupid to say, like, obviously they have to win tonight or the series is over. But, like, you have to win this. This is the game where if you beat them, I think all the momentum is now on you. You are riding a rocket ship of momentum. And there is a pucker factor in Golden State that is super tight. They have to – if they can pull this off, I love their chances. And how great would LeBron look to come back from 3-1 and then come back from 3-0?
No.
And not just LeBron, because if they do come back and Kyrie keeps playing the way he did, Kyrie should get the MVP because he is awesome.
Yeah, as good as LeBron's played – I mean,
also,
Kyrie should
also
get,
real quick.
What?
My mom wanted me to tell you, stop moving your chair so much. It's bothering them on Facebook.
Oh, my bad. I'm trying to run the show. I got to move it a little bit. I can't sit at the same angle.
My sister texted me. Thanks. That was pretty funny.
That is funny.
What's up, Mom?
So no, they have to win this game though, man. I mean, if they don't win this game, I can't say I wouldn't be happy if the Warriors did because I really don't like Steph and Draymond Green. And I'm the only one in Charlotte, I think, that doesn't like Steph Curry. On the court. I like him off the court.
Yeah,
on
he's
the
a
court
nice guy.
Now.
All right, so do you got the Warriors winning tonight or the Cavs?
Well, before I get there.
Oh, my bad.
Let me ask my question. Give me three things each team's got to do tonight.
Jeez Louise. I mean, Golden State has to shut down Kyrie. They have to get to him. They have to pressure him. Can't let him get off. Draymond's got to stay composed. He kind of lost it a little bit in game four, so hopefully we stay composed. And, I mean, dude, I don't even need three things. Let's just break down brass tacks.
I guess.
You got to make more threes than the other team. Because seriously, I mean, they hit 24 threes in the finals on game four, and they won.
I think I'm going to disagree a little bit. I think the Cavs have to make more free throws. They have to get to the line at least 30 to 40 times in the game.
Wow. That's a lot.
Well, they got to the line 24 times in the first quarter last game.
I mean, that's a lot.
Okay, 30. I'm saying 30 times is not, yeah.
All right. I mean,
that's not that, but I'm talking about 30 to 40. Okay. They need to get 30 to 40 free throws in this game. It sounds a lot, but think about the Cavs and how they play.
Yeah.
I mean, they do that usually in a game.
It can't be. I hope it's not LeBron.
Well, no. They have to get, and the reason I say that is they have to be aggressive. They have to get Draymond in foul trouble. They got to get him 4 to 5 fouls because you see how he acts when he gets 4 to 5.
If you could get him in foul trouble, get him upset, and get him tossed or tacked up where he could get in trouble and get suspended. How great would that be?
Because him and Zaza are one personal foul from getting ejected from the series.
I don't think Zaza should be playing in this game. That's just my opinion.
Well, no, he should have been. He should have got a T for that, hitting him into the, you know what?
The man, the great balls of fire.
Yes. but no, I'll give you one. I just think the Cavs have to get more free throws than the Warriors and get to the line. Because they're going to hit threes. I mean, think both teams are going to hit threes. That's what they do.
Yeah.
And as far as the Warriors, you got to contain Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
I mean, trap him, whatever.
Because you see when Kyrie doesn't play well, you blow them out.
Right.
So, I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
Let Kevin Love score 40. Let him score.
Because that's not their game.
No.
It's not.
They need Kyrie.
So who's it going to be, man?
This is so tough. This is so tough, man. Playing in Golden State, they are so tough at home.
All that being said, I think the Warriors win it tonight, man. I think it's over.
I do, too. Like
People are saying the Warriors are going to win by 25.
I could see that after. Sure. Listen, think about how much on edge they are, okay? They blew a 3-1 lead to the Cavs last year. They're 3-1 now. All the jokes about them being up 3-1 right now. They know they want to close this out. Kevin Durant wants to close this out. Because if he goes down and loses this series, dude, you thought LeBron's pressure was bad? Kevin Durant next year? You left a 3-1 lead over the Warriors to join them, and then you lose the series with the Warriors, who are better than the Thunder? He's going to get some heat. So, I'll go with the Warriors, man.
I think it's going to be tough. I think it's going to be a close game. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I just don't see LeBron in a closeout game getting blown out. You know, I get games 1 and 2 getting blown out. But they're adjusted now. They're kind of adjusted. You could see it. Game 3 was close. They won game 4 by a lot. That game was closer than it.
But they were never out.
No.
This whole series, neither team has been out of the games. Game one, they were behind, but they had a chance with 7 minutes left in the game to come back.
Well, game 2 was really bad.
Game 2, you never felt like the Cavs – you felt like the Cavs could make a run and get right back
in. See, I never thought that. When I watched game 2, I felt like it was over. I felt like it was over into the second quarter. I was like, man, this is over.
To me, this whole series, the Warriors have been the better team.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, every single game, it's the Warriors.
They're up 3-1 for a reason.
Right. So, I personally think it's going to be – I think Steph is going to play really great tonight because he didn't play so great last game. Klay was okay, and they know they better close this series out tonight.
Yeah.
Or else.
You don't want to go back to Cleveland.
Because you then, go – yeah.
No. Yep. Yeah. So, we both got the Warriors winning the NBA championship tonight. Right.
Absolutely. We was going to start with your rant, and we did not.
Let's real quick, while you bring up all them little fun sounds, I just want to say shout out to my hometown, Whiteville. Well, it's not really my home. I was born there. But I went to school there, went to high school there, Whiteville, North Carolina. Mackenzie Gore was the National Player of the Year. He's a left-handed pitcher. Went to my high school. He was just picked number 3 overall to the San Diego Padres. He's also signed to go to ECU. Sorry. So we'll see where he wants to go. Yeah. Yeah, sorry for you. Got to go play in San Diego. Beautiful San Diego.
Oh, no. Sorry that you're going to have to play with San Diego.
The Padres are terrible.
Yeah.
But.
No, the city is great. But, by the way, Wrightville? Come on, man. I got a ticket in Wrightville. No.
It's Whiteville, not Wrightville.
Whatever. It's White.
Whiteville.
I said White.
And if you're from there, it's Wavell.
Wavell?
Wavell. All
right.
I was right.
So, Wavell.
Because we're country. No, but hey, just congratulations to him and his family and stuff. I know he's worked really hard to get there.
Well, congrats to everybody in the draft tonight that's going to get drafted, too.
Yep.
So,
Have fun playing in the minor leagues for the next 3 years.
Yeah.
Making like $2,500 a month.
That's right. Living at mobile. Yeah. All right. Let's go into rant.
The passionate, too legit rant of the week.
All right, there, boss man. Go ahead.
All right, so I got kind of got two rants. I got a sound bite for one, but my first one's going to be longtime Oklahoma head football coach Bob Stoops called it quits, backed out right before the season, said he's not going to do it no more. It will not be his last stop. He will coach somewhere else.
You think so?
Yes, but there's been some problems. I have heard so many people talk about Bob Stoops wasn't a great coach because he was never big game Bob. He could never win the big game, the big bowl games. He just couldn't do it. Okay, first of all, the man was a great coach. He's one of the best play callers. All right, he had awesome game plans. Sorry, I lost my notes. He was an awesome recruiter. Look, I say he's a great play caller because he was able to change his style. When he had guys like Adrian Peterson there, he ran the ball. When he had guys like, Jason White threw the ball all over the place. And, you know, that's kind of been his MO. That's also the Big 12. So he throws the ball, that's what he does. But he's always had one of the best defenses. He also owned the Texas-Oklahoma rivalry while he was there. But here's one stat that I just want to say, and this isn't going to be a long rant. The one thing I want to say that'll prove to you why Bob Stoops was a great coach. Bob Stoops won more Big 12 titles than he lost home games in his 13 years at Oklahoma. He won more conference championships than lost home games. That's crazy. So don't tell me Bob Stoops isn't a good coach because he couldn't win the big one. He was an awesome coach. And congratulations to whatever school he decides to go to a couple years down the road. And sorry, because there's probably going to be some allegations coming to that school because I don't see why else he would have left. All right. So, do you got my soundbite ready?
Well, yeah, hold on. Because I'm going to go with the Bob Stoops bandwagon thing here you're going with.
Okay, cool.
Listen,
I like it.
Bob Stoops was a good coach. Overrated. Good coach? Overrated. Here's why. I don't even think he's the best coach to come out of Oklahoma. I like Bob Stoops. Don't get me wrong. But, dude, he should have won a lot more than he did.
Look at the teams he lost to, though. They were other than, like, that Boise State Statue of Liberty play thing in a Fiesta Bowl, like, 6-7 years ago. Take that out of the equation. All the teams that he lost to were juggernauts. Juggernauts.
Now, there were some good teams, not juggernauts. Not every single year he lost. He didn't lose to juggernauts all the time.
That LSU team that he lost to was pretty damn great.
It was good. All right. 190-48, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's his record.
190-48. Over 13 years.
157-29-4. That's all I'm going to throw at you.
And who's that?
Barry Switzer.
I mean, come
Barry
on,
Switzer.
Man.
And here's the reason the competition in the Big 12 has been dreadful.
For like the past 4 years, 4 or 5 years.
7 years.
Oh,
try 7 years.
I don't know
years.
About seven.
Since when's the last time Texas was good?
Like five,
Matt
six
Brown.
Years ago.
7 years ago? Matt Brown? Come on. I'm just saying.
I mean, I'll give it to you. That's fine.
I like Bob Stoops. I
but
do.
But it's nothing against. I'm not,
he's a
but
good
I wasn't
coach.
Comparing Bob Stoops to Barry Switzer. They're both great coaches.
I was just saying, Barry Switzer, or not Barry Switzer, Bob Stoops won some. He just lost too many close games. It's like, come on, man. He's had some really good teams. And those teams had lost championship games. They have lost Big 12 titles. They're the perfect team to win one and then lose a bad one. And that's always bothered me about Bob Stoops. And I love Bob Stoops. I do. Because I love the offense. I loved everything.
Man, you're pulling the Chris Bob Broussard Stoops. Right now. Chris Broussard is the greatest person at being like, I love LeBron James, but I love Bob Stoops, but
I do.
You know what? Bob Stoops is a great coach. I'm not going to sit here and knock him, dude.
I'm not knocking
him. More Big 12 titles than home losses. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
In 13 years.
I'm not saying he's not good. I thought he was a good coach. He's not one of the top 10 all-time greatest coaches.
No, oh my god, am I sitting here saying
No, I'm just saying.
No.
I don't even think he's the best coach to come out of the school. Now, the one thing I will add about Bob Stoops, I think he's had a lot of great assistants come from his tree. Mm-hmm. That's another good thing with coaches. And he's a good coach. And the rumor I heard is he has a place in Chicago, and there's all early rumors of him replacing Brian Kelly at Notre Dame.
I've heard that too. Is not a terrible idea.
Nope. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
All right. So you got my soundbite ready for rant number two?
Rant number two. Yeah, let me turn off the Mario music so you can do that. Even though the Mario music is a great rant.
All right.
Music.
So this soundbite is from Steve Kerr addressing the media. Maybe.
Any more excitement knowing that the day could be here where one more win? And
it's a game. It's a game. It's game four. We're just going out and trying to execute. I'll let you guys talk about that.
Steve, when all this, you know, silliness comes out, when every player who played before 2000 says we would have beaten the Warriors.
Yeah.
Some of them are your teammates and friends.
Yeah.
Have you ever actually had the conversation? Did they ever call you up and actually have a conversation about that kind of thing?
No. No. But they're all right. They would all kill us. The game gets worse as time goes on.
It's horrible to watch, right?
Players are less talented than they used to be. The guys in the 50s would have destroyed everybody. It's weird how human.
Was that it?
Yeah, man. That's all I need. So Steve Kerr makes a joke about how all the older teams would have beat the Warriors. Okay. I get it's fun. It's what we do in this business. We talk about, you know, this team beat that team, generational stuff. Would 2014 Alabama beat the Cleveland Browns and all that stuff? First of all, that would never happen, just so you know.
What? Does Alabama team beat the Browns?
Any college team beating a professional team is never going to happen because there's nine dudes. Let's say it's like the best USC team ever. There's probably 10 dudes on that team who played in the NFL, three maybe at a high level. Well, everybody on the Cleveland Browns is a professional football player. All right? So besides that, that's never going to happen. The Steve Kerr thing where he says, they're right, every single one of them would beat us. And he talks about how he says there at the end as it trailed off that the teams in the 50s would have beat everybody and how player evolution actually, you know, human evolution, we all get smarter, stronger, faster, except in sports where everything that's older is way better. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say this Warriors team is the best basketball team I've ever seen. I'm not going to say that. It's impossible to ever know. I'm sure 2K will run 1,000 simulations and they'll tell you this, that, and the other. But it's completely different. It's a completely different game. In the 50s, there was no three-point shot. In the 90s and the late 80s, it was a mug you type of game. They beat you up. I mean, the Jordan rule, we all know that. Nowadays, there's no hand check. It's faster. Everybody can shoot a three. There's people. It's funny to me because just stop. Like, especially dudes who played in the 90s, stop being a hater, dude. Don't sit here and tell. Especially Rasheed Wallace. Rasheed Wallace, you're not going to sit here and tell me that 2004 Pistons team would beat this Warriors team. It would not happen, okay? That's the only one where
I don't know.
Are you serious?
I don't know. Here's why I don't know is, listen, that was a very talented team.
It was. That's one of my favorite teams of all time.
They mug it up again. And what is the recipe against this Warriors team? A team that can mug it up, make it.
What, the one game they lost in the playoffs where they got pushed around?
They have had no competition in the West. All right, in this playoffs.
I mean, I understand.
I'm just saying.
I'm not talking about that.
But my point is, all I was saying is, I think the Pistons would have gave them a run. I don't know if they would have won.
No, I don't know.
We don't know. It's like you said, though.
But all I'm saying
different
is,
times you don't know.
The Steve Kerr thing is, I think it's hilarious. We just talk about these older guys who are like, oh, dude, if Kevin Durant was dropped in the era of Magic Johnson and Larry Bird, they wouldn't know what to do with that guy. Just like dudes back in the day.
Well, they didn't know what to do with Magic.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. He was like Kevin Durant would be a freak, dude. 7'3" wingspan who can dribble and shoot from like 30 feet. They don't know what to do with that. It's crazy. That's what I think is. Not everything that's older is so much better. I'm not sitting here and saying this Warriors team is the best. Because you're right. That 2004 Pistons team is one of my favorite teams. I love Rip Hamilton.
I think personally the 88-89 Pistons team was better than that Pistons team then.
The Bad Boys. The Bad Boys is one of the best basketball players, best basketball teams ever.
One of
the best. But that's the thing. Like, it can be one of the best, but, like, don't sit here and tell me that all these older guys were great. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sorry. Wilt Chamberlain was great. He was also, like, 3, 4, 5 inches taller than every single person out there. He wouldn't – you know what I'm saying? Like, Wilt wouldn't dominate today. Like, I'm sorry. He's still really big and strong. He'd be talented. But think about Wilt against,
but we,
like,
don't know.
And that's what I'm saying. We don't know. But don't rip the guys – and I'm more just talking about the guys from the 80s – you know, the late 80s to, like, early 2000s, that range of basketball. It seems like those guys, all they do is talk about how terrible everything is nowadays. It's all in your taste. You know what? If you like a basketball game that's 79-84 and with 53 free throws on each team, fine. That's your stick. And that's cool, and there's nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, I think I like it more. I don't like the way the league is going now, where Golden State looks like they're going to run away with it for the next 2 or 3 years. I don't like that. But at the same time, I like the more – I don't like the three-point shot as much as everybody else today. I like a little more mid-range. I like a little more post-up play. I do personally. I don't like so much – I don't like watching basketball with WWE, with dudes getting just laid out all the time. You know what I'm saying? I like both, just separately. I like the free-flowingness of basketball more. I think there's a little more it shows people athletic ability a little bit better than it did back in the day. And I like the fact that every single person on a basketball team can shoot, where back in the day, dudes couldn't shoot. Obviously, Bird is one of the greatest shooters of all time. I get that. You know what I mean? Like, Jordan is a great shooter. Well, he wasn't the best shooter in the world, but he was a good shooter. Back then, there was maybe 3 guys on a team who could shoot. On Golden State, outside of Zaza Pachulia and JaVale McGee, every single person on a team can hit a 3-pointer. It's crazy. It's just it's like watching a different sport. I just don't like when people have to rip the new stuff all the time. Like, just enjoy it. I'm about enjoying it.
But the new people are ripping the old ones. I mean, I'll hear Draymond Green talk about how much better they are.
Well, Draymond. And I'm like, I mean, that's
not
Draymond
just Draymond,
Draymond,
but there's a lot of young. There's a lot of players. My problem with today's players, they don't bring the history into the game. They don't love the history
of
the game.
Well, I think they're getting shunned.
Like they used to. What, because you're sitting out here talking junk about Barkley and other people.
But it's not, I have never seen, even when Draymond says something, Draymond is responding to an old guy talking crap about his team.
And in my opinion, I agree with Barkley 150%. The game isn't as good as it was back in the day. Because, listen, I don't want it to be 77-70. But damn, 140 points?
I mean,
come
yeah.
on, man. 49 points in a quarter? I watched that game and I thought after the first quarter, I don't know if I want to continue watching, because I'm like, 49 points in a quarter? Come on, it's like a video game.
I think what we're both hoping for is like a happy medium.
Yeah.
I like, you know, 101 to 96.
Right.
You're right. I don't like seeing all-star games every night in the finals where it's just nothing but 3-point shots and dunks. I like a little more finesse to the game as in terms of, like, you know, offensive rebounding. But I also don't want to see games 3.5 hours long because we got to stop and take
right.
75
no, no, no.
free throws
I,
every game.
Right. No, I agree. But there needs – I don't like seeing the track meet that the game – the game has evolved into this 3-point shooting mm-hmm. thing that they have.
But not
and it's going to continue to.
It's not every team, but it's becoming that because the Warriors
the
are so
not just
good
the Warriors,
at it.
The Rockets. You'll see a lot more yeah. teams doing that. Yeah. Look at what they want to do in L.A. with the Lakers. They're going to be trying. There's the Phoenix Suns. There's a lot of teams, the Boston Celtics. There's a lot of teams that are trying to run this style now.
But
the Charlotte Hornets has updated it
they're
and
trying
to do it.
But then you look at a team like the Wizards. They're mugging the games up. They play scrappy.
They do.
They're fun to watch.
If you look at the 31 teams, most of the teams are 30 teams. Most of the teams, half of the league now runs this Golden State offense. Over half.
Because they innovated something.
Because they make it fun.
Yeah.
The part of the game And that's good for the NBA. You're supposed to evolve. Mm-hmm. But I see what the older players in the 80s and 90s are looking at. Like, wow, these teams are soft. They're soft. They don't play defense like they used to. The game has changed.
Yeah.
And I totally get that. They have their opinion say it stinks compared to what we used to play. And they have the right. Just like today's players got the right to say we're better than the 90s. You're not, but that's your opinion. So I get it. I think everybody ought to enjoy what they can see. I just – the 140 points, man, 130, 140 is just too much.
It just amazes – it's just like people telling me that, like, you know, the old school Notre Dame teams in the 60s would kill teams today from in, like, football. And no, okay, dudes are so much stronger and faster than they were than they used to be 50 years ago. Dudes can do way more with the basketball. I think the problem is these guys, I think, and this is just my opinion, I think a lot of these older guys get a little upset that these new players are getting huge contracts, such as Timofey Mozgov is getting huge contracts for being a marginal NBA player at best.
Matthew Dellavedova.
Yep, and I think that that's what it is. I think they see that these new guys are getting so much more money, and they're a little jealous, and I think that what they do is they go, okay, well, we didn't make as much money as them, but they'll never be as good as us.
Right.
I think, I honestly sure think that that's what boils down to a lot of. I think it's kind of jealousy and a little envious.
Well, I'm sure that's to a point that they are. I mean, shoot, some of these guys are making money that couldn't hold their jock straps.
I agree.
In the 90s.
Timofey Mozgov would not be able to play. He can barely play now.
I'm done.
That was my thing. I'm just not into dudes talking crap about today's basketball as much as, especially dude. And first of all, Paul Pierce, I don't take anything you say seriously because you're so biased, you're so raw, fresh out of it that you don't. I mean, don't get me wrong, Paul Pierce, he's a great player, but he's so biased.
If Paul Pierce could get a 1 year contract with the Warriors to play with them next year.
Oh,
he would do it. He would jump on it.
He could talk all that crap he wants about he would do it and get that ring.
Well, my problem with Paul Pierce is different because he's mad at Ray Allen for leaving a team. Yeah. Dude, you did the same thing.
Yeah.
You went to the Clippers for money.
Yep. You got traded away to the Nets thing, you could have went back to Boston.
Yep.
But you didn't. You went to the Clippers.
Yep. As always, sports is life, and you can catch us everywhere.
Good day.